The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be punch drunk. The pulled out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again.
You know, it's a good question, Francis Albert. I don't know. I'm so loveless. I'm forlorn. I'm your lonely radio guy. Hi, thanks for listening. Is anybody out there
on Valentine's Day?
No, I don't know. I'm not in a relationship, and for the first time in my life, I feel pretty cool about it. Will I meet someone? Will the lightning strike? Will it be like Al Pacino in The Godfather when he met Apollonia? When I go to Italy, will Apollonia be there for Joey, huh? Oh, with all respect, I'd like to meet Apollonia. I don't know. I don't think so. But there's so much aggravation, and correct me if I'm wrong, and gals, you're welcome to call as well. Is there so much in a relationship? It gets so complicated. And then there's another problem. Unless you see people that have been married for a long, long time, and they're like true partners, that's a beautiful thing, a beautiful thing. But me, nothing right now. Frankie, you're about to embark on a great journey of marriage, and I wish you all the best. Because
thank you. Yes,
take it from me. I know what I'm talking about.
That's heartfelt. I might want to back out after that. Good thing I didn't know you when I was getting married.
You sure you want to do this, Frank? You sure you want to do this?
It's a good thing I didn't know. I could see you, Joe, at Frank's wedding. And if there's any man or woman who does not want to see this pairing or whatever, and Joe in the back of the church because he wants to be first out, Joe will be, excuse me? That's it. And everyone turns, oh no, he's gonna do this.
Are you in a church wedding, Frank? Are you doing a church wedding?
Probably not. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Will your substitute girlfriend be coming to the wedding?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Wait a minute. Five boroughs. Are you telling me, really, your substitute girlfriend's coming to the wedding?
Well, without a doubt. What if something happens to my fiance? I need somebody to be able to step in.
Wow.
Toronto, you're the worst. You are the worst. I swear to goodness gracious. That's great. Honey, I'm sorry. I don't want to get married.
Oh, you can't
all right,
make
next.
It? Playing next, the role of Rachel, substitute girlfriend. What's her name again?
Jennifer.
Rachel, you've come back. That is great. That is so funny. So, now, I don't know. So, but we wish you a happy St. Valentine's
Thank you.
Day.
Thank you very much.
You're really happy about it.
Hey, but you know why? Can we talk quietly now? And Mike Gallagher's coming up. We got a lot of news to get into. But I did the whole marriage thing where I went to pre-Cana. Do you know what that is? And I had to get an annulment. Do you know that? Can I talk about it now? I don't know if
and back when you did, when you had to get an annulment back then, it's very, very difficult. Not that it's easier now, but they've made it a little bit more, more towards the path of getting, to marry back in the church again.
It was. Woodrow Wilson was president. I remember. that. It was a long time ago, huh? So I go, and I shouldn't talk about this, forgive me, but I love you. You really, your family. But I go, when I got married with Kimberly, who just love of my life, right? And they said, well, she wanted the Catholic Church thing. So I was married in a Catholic Church before. So now you got to get an annulment for the first marriage. It's a whole thing. You know what I'm talking about. And I couldn't get an annulment. I've told you this story before. Frankie, I told you this, right? This crazy story.
My recollection. I don't know that.
I couldn't get an annulment. They couldn't give me an annulment. I'm gonna talk, and I hope I don't get in trouble. But I couldn't get an annulment. So I kept going, where am I getting an annulment? I said, because Kimberly wants a Catholic Church big wedding. We're going to Basilica, Sacred Heart, Newark. It was going to be beautiful. The whole thing. I'm going to make the whole thing. So I'm stuck. How do you get? I go there. Joe, no one. You know what they told me? This was the quote. Frank Sinatra didn't even get an annulment. Like that. They would tell me that. Mr. Sinatra couldn't even get an annulment. I'm going like, oh, then I'll never get an annulment. What am I going to do? So this is true. This, what I'm telling you. I go to a guy, rest his soul. His name was Arthur Goldberg, and he ran a White Rose Foods in Jersey, and a big businessman, longtime friend. He bought Bally's. I worked for him, and since deceased, but a very powerful guy and a fun guy. Arthur was a friend. He goes like this. You need an annulment? Like that. I go, Arthur. I said, what are you doing? You're not even Catholic. He goes, I'll take care of it. Like, I don't know what happened. All I know is Arthur's picture was in the paper in Chicago for making a donation to a diocese there. I get the call from the Catholic Church, Frankie. I swear to goodness.
I'm not surprised. You know who has that similar degree of being connected is Vinny Recuglia. Like, Whenever you have a problem, a restaurant reservation or whatever.
I'm writing it down.
You always have to mention, Recuglia. You mention the name Vinny Recuglia. And his name gets passed around so much that it's now being used by people that don't even know him in order to get preferential treatment for things. It's really wild.
And so, Arthur, rest in peace, man. But he was a great Newark guy, you know. And he apparently it was. And then he took me to a famous lawyer. I don't want to mention the lawyer's name. And then I had to go to a lawyer. Then you have to go before, Frankie. You have to go. I'm in case you get divorced and you need an annulment, I'm just filling you in, Frankie.
Thank you.
Preventative marriage tips? Can you let the guy get married?
Listen, and forgive me. This is neither here nor there. And believe me, there's credible radio coming up, but that's when Mike hits the airwaves. But I had to appear before a tribunal. I thought I was in the honeymooners with the Raccoon Lodge. I said, what is that? Woo woo?
Come in, Joe Piscopo.
It was a tribunal. And I'm going, what's a tribunal? You had to get letters from your family, from your friends, from every. I was like, what is going on here? And I just went along with it. I didn't argue. I didn't say anything like that. Then, and I'm going to tell you something I'm not supposed to tell. But I'm going to tell it on the radio because I love you and your family. And I hope I'm not.
Was there incense in the room? Like, you know.
You know what? That's a good question. I don't think there was. So, and by the way, diehard Catholic, I'm not going anywhere. I believe in the church.
This was playing in the background.
Okay.
Come in, Joe Piscopo.
Hooded people up there.
Yes.
You have sinned, my son. You have sinned, my son.
But be forewarned, if you lie,
before the tribunal,
you will know.
Woo woo. Woo woo. So listen. Let me tell you what happens. So then we go through, and then I'm talking to a guy, a priest. And he goes like this. I promise you this. And forgive me for being so organic on this show. And I hope I don't get into trouble. And I have to tell you, I am steadfast in support of the Catholic Church. Despite what you heard yesterday, despite anything, I am a church-going, God-fearing, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic. And I ain't going anywhere. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I am not wavering. My faith is stronger than ever. So, okay. So having said that, the priest goes to me. He goes, all right. He was an Irish priest. I'm just saying. He goes, I'm going to give you the annulment like that. I go, wow, thank you. Yeah. Because we couldn't give it to you before. And this is exactly what he told me. Because we didn't want your Guinea friends to say, how come Joe got it and I didn't get it? Those were his exact words. He used the word Guinea. And the hair went up in the back of my neck. I swear to goodness gracious. I felt like saying, I just kept my mouth shut. Didn't say anything. Can you believe that, Frankie? I mean,
it's outrageous. It's racist.
He's afraid. Everybody's like, Episcopal God, how come I can't get it? I can't get it like that. And that's what Mark Serrano was talking about. The politics of that has just got to be flushed out of the church, because you get lost, like in politics in Washington, you get caught up in the politics of it all. But you know what? Lo and behold, I got the annulment. Everything went. And you know, Kimberly and I, we were 17 years together. You know that, Frankie? Almost 20 years together, you know?
Wow.
And if she didn't leave me for another guy, I'd still be with her. I still would. If she didn't go off and leave me like that, I would still be with her. I would probably still be with her. So, because I was true to the church. True to the church. Like that. But what a wild, wild ride. But neither here nor there. Keep your faith strong. There are those little bumps that you got to go through, you know, when you're in your religious life. And it's all good. And Frankie, trust me. It'll all work out great for you, buddy.
Yeah, after this, my goodness.
I tell you, he might be taking this vacation.
Yeah, like, I may not come back.
Is it really a good idea? Maybe we could just live together.
I'm the worst guy you can talk to. Wow.
He's been over the moon for the last 45 days. When he gets back from his vacation next week, you know, things didn't work out. There's a little problem, and that's that.
When I was 17, I can run through the whole thing.
God.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. You know what? I see the phone calls, and I'm sorry. You know, I love you, but listen, I feel like you're part of the family, and we're around just talking, and forgive me for being so honest like that. And again, I will say once, I'll say 1,000 times, my faith is strong, certainly in God and in Christ, but in the Catholic Church as well. I make no apologies for that. Hey, let me find out what's going on with this budget deal, Frankie Five Boroughs, and then I'm going to grab the calls, but on the this budget deal situation, the president probably, I'm feeling, will sign it, but there's like 1,000 pages. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I just happened to wake up. And I don't know. And I looked down and I saw I guess it was the phone that woke me up. I got an alert, and the budget deal went through like 1 o'clock in the morning. Frank, is that what it was?
Well,
it was,
it hasn't been voted on yet, but it looks like we're going in that direction. Again, the president says he's extremely unhappy about it. It's sad. He says, though, that the wall is getting built regardless, and that he doesn't think that there's going to be a government shutdown. So who knows, right? We thought right before the last shutdown that they were going to be able to work something out, but we'll see what happens. I think, as I said, this is probably the best deal he could hope to get with Nancy Pelosi in a Democratic Congress.
Yeah, I guess so. But for them to sneak it through in the dark of night like that, we'll see what's going on. But that's the big story today. Does he sign it? Does he not sign it? So we'll see exactly what's going on there. Also, you know, 16 minutes after 9 o'clock, and before I go to a phone call, I always want to acknowledge, because sometimes we go through the day, there's so much to get into. I want to just acknowledge the kids, the 17 that were killed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. That was a year ago, and our hearts go out to Andrew Pollack. I texted Andrew this morning, lost his beautiful, beautiful daughter, Meadow, and my goodness gracious, and they're trying to politicize it. They try to politicize it on the network news. Inexcusable. Keep the school safe. And by the way, Andrew Pollack, if you Google Andrew Pollack, he has all the answers on how to keep the school safe. And he's been working. He's been flushing out all the mistakes that were made down there in Parkland. So, but our hearts go out to the families. Our hearts go out to those who lost loved ones, and may their souls rest in peace. A horrible day a year ago. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hey, let me go to Joe in Hazlet, our buddy. Joe in David Burke's hometown of Hazlet, New Jersey. How you doing, my friend?
Prestigious Hazlet, New Jersey. Joey, good morning. How are you? Listen, I just want to bring up a real serious subject about this Gratiad and this Omar woman. You know, I don't blame her. I'm going to tell you why. We got Nadler, Schumer, and Shifty Schiff. These guys remind me of the capos and concentration camps. You know what the capos were, Joe? Those were the Jewish people that the SS picked out to watch over their own while they did their deadly deeds.
Yeah.
That's what these guys are. They're the concentration camp guards watching over their own. Their own.
All
and
right.
They're looking the other ones. That's what they are, Joe.
Coming from you,
Nadler, Schiff, and Schumer should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah. Listen, I agree, and we're talking about Ilhan Omar, this congresswoman from Minnesota, and she's just been so first of all anti-Semitic, along with Rashida Tlaib, right? And they came. Now Omar comes from Somalia. 23 years ago. She comes into America, and not to get heavy this morning, but I'd love to hear your take on this, too, because I'm trying not to be racist. I'm trying not to be accusatory. But what this gal is doing, I think it's the lack of humility that bothers me, that when you come into this country and then you start telling us how bad we are, and it's like going after all angry old white guys, like that sort of thing, you know, and they don't really live like the way our parents and grandparents did when they first came to the country, or as you did. So many people who just came to the country call into the show. And when I saw Omar, and I think whatever would upset everybody here, and I'm just going to go to my notes here, is where she was at a hearing yesterday. And she was questioning this gentleman, Elliot Abrams, about being a representative to Venezuela. So he's before. Now, she goes after this Abrams guy and starts saying, oh, you were involved in Iran-Contra and there was murder. And do you back murder? Do you back genocide? She's saying it. And then she mispronounced Elliot Abrams' name. And now this is, if this isn't an anti-Semitic slight, if this isn't an attack, it was so racist the way she went after Elliot Abrams, who happens to be Jewish. I don't know why, in the name of God, and to your point, Joe, and to your point, Debbie called earlier, right on the money, why someone down there, that like the chairman, or says, oh, well, Representative Omar, you're out of line. You're out of line. This person is here voluntarily, and you're out of line. They're afraid. Joe, you're right. Schumer's afraid to say anything. Pelosi's afraid to say anything. I want to tell you something. We were the first ones to call out and watch this anti-Semitic rise. How many times I got to tell you this? Until I'm blue in the face. And it's not just that it's anti-Semitic. It's just that it's anti-American. It's everything we believe in. They're getting it, and no one's addressing it. Then Congressman King talks about it. Lee Zeldin, Congressman Zeldin talks about it. And then all of a sudden, it's like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were pushed into a corner to say, oh, yeah, that's anti-Semitic. They weren't going to say anything about it. And before you know it, I'm telling you, you will lose everything in the United States of America. People will come in, try to take away everything we stand for. And there's not people, at least on the progressive socialist side, that will stand up for what we believe in. You know, God, one nation under God, and God we trust. And the fact that we are proud to be from America, the fact that we are proud to speak English in America, the fact that we appreciate our families who came into America, work so hard to stay here. Inexcusable. 877-970-2999. Folks are upset, Deb, you know, but I think it's the disrespect and the lack of humility of some of these new Congress people that came in. I think that's what's really irritating people. They're showing no respect to the country. At least that's what a lot of us are feeling, you know?
I know, it's sad. I mean, what happened to respecting people just in general, you know, never mind, you know, when you're in this high position, you know? It's crazy. You're an example.
But we ain't letting it go. We're going to stay right on target. Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you this Valentine's Day, 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Deb, how are we doing out there this morning?
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you, Joe, and to everybody. Looks like we're seeing problems here on the Merritt Parkway northbound, heading up toward exit 38, getting up through New Canaan. That's an accident, and all lanes are now subject to closure here on the Merritt Parkway northbound up through exit 38. We're still seeing some slowdowns on 684 southbound. It's exit 4 in Bedford, an accident, a 3-mile jam getting down through that area. And traffic is still about 25 in at the GWB. Lincoln 20, Holland 15 at the tolls, but a lot of volume on Tunnelly Avenue getting down toward the area of the Tunnelly Circle. 80 East, exit 57. That's in Patterson, a collision taking two lanes over there. Route 1 southbound Amboy Ave getting in towards South Amboy, a crash there as well. And we're still seeing slowdowns on the outbound Gowanus at 39th. That's a disabled bus to contend with. And stop and go on the Cross Island heading south at Bell Boulevard with an accident. Partly cloudy today, Valentine's Day, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow says there are some concerns about the new Congress.
The fact that the President of the United States had to say these words in 2019 should concern everybody.
We renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country.
Can you imagine that was a necessary statement, which it was?
Jay Sekulow, live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
He's getting back at me. I'm irritating out all morning. Oh, please. I'm like a kid. Forget about it. Thank you, Robert. Thank you for that. I got it. We're good. We're good. 25 minutes after 9 o'clock. Boom. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? I'm talking to you. Steve Perillo and I, we put our heads together. We worked very hard on this. We worked very, very hard. And we built a very special Follow Joey to Italy tour, right? This is for you, the family, listening to AM 970. You are family. And we love you for that. Steve and I opened up a second tour, okay? You know why? Because we sold the first tour out in 2 weeks. Boom! 2 weeks, it was gone. So Steve said, what are we going to do? I said, I don't know, Steve. What do you got? So we came up with this Piscopo tour with a side order of Murano. How about that? It's exactly what it sounds like. You know what? I will be there. We're bringing Frankie Five Boroughs with us. There are going to be two buses traveling to the same destinations, Roma, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, Pompeii. I'm so excited to go to Pompeii. I've not been to Pompeii. Capri, Avellino, Provincia di Avellino. And I'll be at all 5 group dinners, 3 group lunches, the wine tasting in Tuscany, please, the intimate cabaret with Steve Perillo and I performing for you exclusively. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. Now, I have to tell you this, too, because we got a text late last night. This second tour with Frankie Five Boroughs, it's already a quarter sold out. Yeah, I tell you, and I love you for that. We are going to have a blast. This is going to be like a major. This is a memory of a lifetime in Italy. And Frankie's now going with us. It's going fast. So you got to get on 888 Perillo if you'd be so kind to do that. 888 Perillo. You can go to your travel agent, check out PerilloTours.com, but tell them you want the specialty of the house. Piscopo with a side order of Murano tour, baby. And when this one is gone, it's finito.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Let's stay together, baby. Oh, yeah.
There it is. Come on.
I'm so in love with you. But whatever you want to do is all right.
Al, I think you got to sing this song when you go out to dinner. I think you should be. Get up on the table.
What are you, nuts?
Put Al Green.
When? Saturday? Get out of here. She'll punch me right in the face, rightfully so.
Come on, you can feel it. I know you feel it in your soul.
No.
Yeah. Al singing like Al Green.
I'll do Barry. I'll talk my way through Barry like Shatner.
Yeah, it's easier. Oh, man. Hey, happy St. Valentine's Day, 928 with Joe Piscopo. Thanks for calling. Let me go to Chris, if I can, Big Al in Westchester. Chris, good morning. What is on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe, I was listening to you before and about why the left embraces this real hardcore anti-American. They're aligning themselves with Islam, and what they don't understand is these people from the Middle East, they want to ruin America. They want to take America down just like the leftists do. So they'll all align together to take down the Western civilization.
Well, you know what?
It starts with Obama. He hated us. He hated this country.
Now, you know, Chris, thank you for calling. I hear you, Chris. Thank you. And, you know, I want to keep Chris on the air because I'm telling you, if I told you how many people tell me exactly what Chris just said, I wouldn't even know how to describe it. Everybody feels that way. I don't know that I do. I don't know that you can vilify a religion, you know, and I know from being in New Jersey, I'll tell you this once, I'll tell you a thousand times, the beautiful Muslim communities that are in the great state of New Jersey, you know, all throughout Patterson and everything. So I don't, it sounds almost racist when Chris says that, but I hear that so often that it's like a takedown of America. Let's take Islam out of it. Let's take anything Muslim out of it. Okay, let's use the term just to be more appropriate. I think the religious zealots, the ideological wackos, you know, that believe one way, that their way is the only way. People that would like to have a jihad against the United States of America, is that upon us? That is a fact. Yes. And I don't know that you could say that is there a cancer within Islam that is those folks? Is there a cancer within the Italian-American community that is the mafia? Yes, you could, those are facts, you know. But I don't know why. What I don't – and Chris, and help me out. I'm going to go to another call. Hold on just a second if you would. I don't know what the end game is for Pelosi or Schumer. I can't figure these people out, you know, or Gerald Nadler. They're very smart. These people, and Governor Cuomo, they're political, and Mayor de Blasio, political animals. Gavin Newsom, they are political animals. Very savvy, very smart. What is their end game? Because Chris is right. They want the people, you know what? My friend Brigitte Gabriel calls people like that, like the folks I just mentioned, useful idiots. Forgive me for being derogatory like that. I don't mean to be. It's just what Brigitte says, and she's right. It's useful idiots, meaning they will use people to take down the United States for whatever their purpose is. I don't know how anyone who is from America, who is especially who has Jewish heritage, will stand up and defend some of the people in Congress. Now, I am totally puzzled. I have not one explanation. I don't know what to tell you. And that is unnerving to me. That is unnerving. How these giants in politics, whether it's the in New York or New Jersey or in Washington with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, don't stand up and they allow this to happen because there is a concerted takedown of this country. That is you'd never convince me otherwise. People want to come in. They want to take everything that we believe in away. What is the end game? Is it what Chris says? Is it what Chris says, that another religion wants to come in and take over the whole country? Is it for power? I think more for power. The socialist agenda is always Lenin, Mao, Hitler. It's all for power. It's all about power and control. So very, very curious, and love to hear your take on it, because we are in a serious time. We like to have fun, and Lord knows there's enough nonsense and noise in the news, and we like to deviate a little bit and have a little fun on the radio. But goodness gracious, there is a serious takedown of the country, an anti-American rise, man. And where is it coming from? What is the end game, and who is really at the forefront? Piscopo in the morning. Let me go to Anthony before we break. Anthony, always appreciate you calling. What is on your mind?
Joe, how are you?
Joe, Anthony.
You get me fired up. Listen, Frank, good luck with your wedding, bro. I've been married 37 years, Joe.
Wow. Frank,
thank you. Thank you.
Al, when are you coming to Long Island, Al? We want to try your beer, too. What the hell?
I don't make beer, Anthony.
Anyway, all right, listen, come on, Al. Come to Long Island. Anyway, Joe.
Yes, sir.
What I'm trying to tell you is, Joe, we just got to keep Trump in.
Yeah.
You got to stay strong.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter because this is politics, Joe. And it's your right. We can't hate people. We got to love them, and we're going to win. We're going to win in the end.
All right. Anthony, thank you. You got to stay on your game. You're absolutely right.
Okay. Let's start making beer.
He's asking Al. He's asking Al to go out to Long Island. Hey, why not, Al? You should go on a little tour. You should do a beer tour, Albert. That would be great for you, huh?
With how what? I don't make beer. He wants to try my beer. I don't go from
town to town drinking beer.
I think it's time to market a little bit, to take it. Look, I signed a new contract. Can we get some marketing in? I want an Al Cthulhu beer out there. How cool would that be? My nephew Brian makes great beer. He could make the beer for you.
But he makes it in New Jersey. You can't bring it to Long Island. It's illegal.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Contraband?
You have to get approval. And you're crossing state lines.
Frankie knows people.
Frankie doesn't know people. He only knows wine and cheese people. He doesn't know beer people.
I want to market one of those 8-balls that you asked the 8-ball.
8-ball's cocaine? Oh, that.
Where you ask the question and then it goes yes or no, and you know you wiggle it around and it comes out and it should have Murano's face on it. It should be like the Murano 8-ball.
I'm not sure how much of a market there is for that, but that actually sounds pretty good.
It does sound good.
Isn't that a fun idea? That. With AM 970 logo, come on, we got to step up the game, you guys.
Ask Murano.
yeah, exactly. Piscopo the morning. That was an impression of Frank's answer.
A big voice. You wouldn't want it in Larry King's voice.
No, that was a great impression of Frankie Fibro's answering message when you call. That was
Frank
great.
Murano.
That's not bad, actually.
Thank you. Appreciate
it's so true.
I'm available.
Joe on the radio. The knuckleheads in the studio. Just
ask
for you.
Ask again later.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Exactly. The little triangle that pops up like that, you know?
More maple syrup.
935, Joy the Radio, 877-970-2999. We'll see what's going on down in Washington when we come back. And locally, we want to touch on some things that are happening locally as well. Big Al standing by with all the local news right now. Live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
34 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. If you'd like to run in the 2019 New York City Marathon and haven't applied yet, you better hurry up. Deadline is midnight tonight for a spot on the world's most coveted starting line. Signing up doesn't guarantee you get in, but it does give you a chance to be among the 50,000 runners selected each year. The entry fee is $295. Some of professional football's greatest former players praising a decision to reduce physical contact in high school football. The New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association passed limits that reduced the amount allowed time of in-season full contact from 90 to 15 minutes per week, while preseason full contact was reduced from no limit to 6 total hours all season, including scrimmages. Ed Marinaro, a New Jersey native and former star for the Jets, Minnesota Vikings, and Seattle Seahawks, tweeted yesterday that the rule changes are long overdue. Archie Manning, a one-time NFL quarterback and father of both Eli and Peyton Manning, congratulated the organization on adopting its new guidelines. A record number of Americans are 90 days or more behind on their car payments. The New York Federal Reserve released data this week showing more than 7 million people are significantly late paying off their auto loans. Economists say the high number of late payments suggests not all Americans are benefiting from the strong labor market. The number of Americans behind is more than 1 million higher than the previous peak in 2010 when the country was coming out of the Great Recession. It also comes when the Fed is reporting that the total of auto loan debt jumped to $584 billion, the highest it has been in the 19 years the Fed has tracked it. In sports, the Knicks lost to the 76ers 126-111. Nets beat the Cavaliers 148-139 in triple overtime. College hoops, Seton Hall got by Georgetown 90-75. It was NC State over Syracuse 73-58. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. 80 eastbound exit 57 accident cleared over in Patterson, but traffic moving slowly delays back through Totowa. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln down to 10. Holland about 15 to 20 minutes in, but still a lot of volume as you head over to 1 and 9, the Tunnelly Avenue. Let's see what's happening over on Route 1, southbound getting down toward Amboy Ave to South Amboy. A collision there, and it's kind of busy on the Cross Bronx eastbound ramp to the Deegan. It looks like an accident involving a truck and a car still out there, so prepare for some slowdowns. Cross Island is moving slowly southbound right into Bell Boulevard with an accident, and we're still seeing some slowdowns as you head over to 347 Wisconsin Highway West into Old Town Road into Terryville. It's an accident over there. Sunrise Highway eastbound right past the Meadowbrook, an accident. Southbound Thruway easing at the Tappan Zee Bridge, 684 South Exit 4 in Bedford, accident with a 3-mile delay. Partly cloudy for today, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell.
I have a President's Day pro tip. Go to Dell.com/business deals to get deals on Dell business computers with 8th generation Intel Core processors plus free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to Dell's small business technology advisors and get personalized help finding the best tech at President's Day prices. Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute. Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Steve Adubato's The Leadership Hour is moving to a special day and time this weekend so that we can bring you Seton Hall Pirates basketball. It's The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato this Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. On this Valentine's Day, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, you got to get yourself the Route 22 Toyota, please, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You know, it's just a family there. When I tell you about Route 22 Toyota, and I tell you about so many things that we talk about on the program, I love telling you because this is a great thing. And I keep telling you about Alex Kinsella, the general manager at Route 22 Toyota. You know, I'm going to say 0% APR financing. I said zero, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now Alex wants you to experience the new smart way to service. So you got 5 minutes. I'll give you the 9:45. It's 9:40 right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, which is vital to the safety of your vehicle, free oil change, and a free filter. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota, largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You're going to love it. See all the brand new cars in there. And you know what the best thing about it is at Route 22 Toyota? You don't have to deal with dummies. You don't have to deal, get the back and forth, all of that stress. No, forget about it. Just check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Talk to Iggy, Chester, and Carmelo, and Shoya, Wendy, Chris, and Johnny, the family that is Route 22 Toyota. Okay, all European models are excluded. Call, please, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart.
Al, don't step on my toes when we dance. Stop.
Your looks are laughable.
Let me lead.
Unphotographable. Yet you're my favorite word.
Anybody know what movie that song is from? You may know. I'm not going to tell you. Don't tell me. Frank will know. Frank,
you know, it's exactly the kind of thing that I should know and would think that I do know, but I don't know.
877-970-2999. Call now. What song was it, My Funny Valentine, from? What film was My Funny Valentine from? The Frank Sinatra film? I know it. I know who starred in it. I remember watching that when I was a kid, for crying out loud. Right, Frankie? Great song. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. I won't tell you, though. I know you're going to call and tell me. Let me go, if I can. Oh, Susan's been holding. Susan, good morning. What is on your mind this morning?
Good morning. I love you guys. I love that little line about not stepping on the toes.
Me and Al dancing. Yeah, scary thought.
I love it. I love it. But on a more serious note, excuse me, I just hope that all of your listeners regarding the Congresswoman Omar, rather than people just talking about it, every one of your listeners needs to get on the phone and speak to their congressman or woman and say, look, this woman does not represent American values. And she really does not deserve the spot. She'll have access to information for which she is not yet ready nor deserves. I say this as an American, and I also say this as a Jewish woman. And but most as an American, the woman does not deserve the post. When you read her tweets and you read her doubling down on what she said, it's frightening. Yeah. It's frightening. And this woman should not be representing us. And that's really all I want to say.
Susan,
I love
your combination of
fun and seriousness.
We're trying.
I really do. I think it's great.
Susan, does it bother you that maybe they're afraid because she's a woman, of color, quote unquote, they're afraid to call her out? Do you think that's what's happening down here in Washington?
No, not at all. I think it's far more dangerous than that. I think that might have the superficial aspect to it, but I think that they feel on a certain level that she possibly represents a very strong part of the rising Democratic Party, and they don't want to alienate that side. And that's why I think it's important for the more moderate Democrats to really pressure the more radical Democrats and say, you might think this is what we're going to be, but this is not who we are, and get back in your seat and listen and learn to what we really are. Yeah. So I think the woman, and I don't think that's it. I think that there are aspects that they want to give her room to grow, and she has to be, quite frankly, she has to be put in her place. She has to learn that this is not what you can get away with saying. She can't do it. And I hope that the more moderate Democrats have the courage. That's all I can say. But all of your listeners have to contact their congressman.
You got to step up. Susan, great phone call. So well-spoken and beautifully said, Susan. Thank you. And thank you for listening. You know, I'm just so privileged and honored to have such astute listeners. We are, with me and Frank and Al and Debbie in the morning, because that's exactly what we're feeling. And you don't want to say, and now they're going to see, the left will say, oh, wow, God, you're racist. All right. No, but that's got to stop. You can't be disrespectful. When you first go into Congress like that, the word I always use is humility. There is no humility there. And then, and this what flips me out, what I cannot understand, nor do I have an explanation for it. And Susan, you touched right on it, is the anti-Semitic tweets from Omar and from Rashida Tlaib, and the anti-Israel tweets, and no one said anything. As soon as I saw it, I jumped on it on the radio. And you're listening. You get it. The Washington didn't get it. And unless, and this is what's scary, unless Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are cornered, they're cornered and they're caught, they're not going to say a thing. And I'm thinking, how true is he to his heritage? How true? If somebody said something like that about an Italian, we can complain. It's hard for us to get anything done as Italians, but we will let you know that we don't like it. And Chuck Schumer, they ran for the hills on this, and I'm trying to get my arms around it. How are they allowing it to happen? And then who's sticking up for the Jewish community and for Israel more than anybody else? The President of the United States. And you know, you don't hear that now. The White House is racist. That's my favorite. The White House is racist, and they're anti-Semitic. That's my favorite. You're experiencing anti-Semitism at its worst. And when Joey tells you this, and I'll tell you what, I'm old and I'm a history aficionado, if that's the right word. How about a student of the Second World War through my father? And when you track what happened, when you track during that devastating time in our history, and you don't learn from that, you are doomed to repeat it. Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999. Great to have you with us. And 877-970-2999. Can I go to Paul real quick, guys? I know I'm looking at the clock, and I know we got a break coming up. Let me go to Paul. He's been holding for so long. Paul, I'm so sorry to keep you waiting, buddy. What are you thinking this morning?
No problem, Joe. Listen, I know people are complaining, but they're saying, oh, he shouldn't do the national emergency. You know what he could do? They bring the 1,000 pages. Nobody's going to read 1,000 pages in a day. He could still do the national emergency and then sign the bill, let it go to court. And then what happens is when we have the Asian moms and the 4,000 people that are killed every year by illegals, by car accidents, driving drunk, the kids getting raped by their own immigrants, and all these people, you know what? We send them right over to Washington, D.C. in front of the Supreme Court. I want to see which one of those judges does not have a heart to save every human being that got killed, murdered, or raped.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Paul. I know everybody's fired up about it. But I have to tell you, too, there's so much shenanigans, for lack of a better word, down there in Washington, that I would like to see just the president step up. And I'm telling you what, his approval rating at 52%, if he ever declared an emergency and built the wall, I think it would go through the roof. It really would. Don't deal with the far right. Don't deal with the far left. Just do it on your own, Mr. President. I think the country's right along with him. But then, Frankie, what's the precedent that you said? Because did Obama declare any emergencies? Is that what I heard?
After Hurricane Sandy.
For anything political.
Nothing like this. Yeah, no. I mean, this would be such a dramatic overreach of presidential authority. And if people think it's okay, just imagine what if Obama tried to do something like this? Because every time people may like President Trump, but they may not like President Ocasio-Cortez or President Sanders. And so every time you move the needle towards making a president more like a monarch, that gives the next president that you're not going to like the same ability to do things.
You're right. Except I have to tell you, guilty as charged. You know, when they want to do this big parade, you know, when we're going to do it July 4th, maybe this big parade, like you said, maybe welcome back the Iraqi veterans or something like that. I think the president should wear, he should have a braided rim on, he should wear a hat, he should have gold off of his shoulders, you know, the braids off his shoulders like that, and a uniform. I think, you know, as a sense of humor, that would be, come on, is that, would that be great? The president comes out like, hello.
It would be funny. It would be funny.
We're going to call him a colonel.
The colonel. Colonel Trump.
Come on. Oh, man, I do like it. And then you did something in the studio. Frank turned his hands up, you know, like you do that acknowledgement. You turn your
hand.
Like
Mussolini. Right.
Well, good. That's a good reference. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you got to laugh, Debbie Duhaime. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. My funny Valentine. How you doing, Deb?
I'm good, and hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day today, Joe. Enjoy it.
Making the rounds. One more time. I'm going to do what I got to do on Valentine's Day. It's a manufactured holiday, but you know what? Love is in the air today, Debbie Duhaime. Love is in the air.
Without a doubt. And happy Valentine's Day to you, Joe, Frank, Al, and to all of our listeners. And thank you again to Mario for the gorgeous roses that he sent me. Let's see what's happening here over on the Merritt Parkway northbound, getting up toward exit 38 into New Canaan. That's an accident with an overturned vehicle, and all lanes are subject to closure. 684 southbound, still really busy, getting down toward exit 4, getting in toward Bedford with an accident taking a lane. The inbound side of the GWB 25, Lincoln 10, Holland Tunnel, disabled vehicle clear, 15 in at the tolls, but still heavy as you head from 139. Traffic is moving slowly on 80 East out through Patterson with a collision cleared out of the way. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume as you take a ride over to the eastbound side of the Gowanus, slowing down up by the Prospect, the Cross Island south at Bell Boulevard, an accident. And over on the southbound Van Wyck, that's a collision down by Jewel Avenue, so watch out for that one. And some stop-and-go traffic still on 347 at Sconset Highway West at Old Town Road in Terryville with a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh explains that it's getting ugly in Virginia.
Will the Democrat governor of Virginia step down? And then the guy was the lieutenant governor. He gets caught up in his Me Too movement. Virginia's freaking attorney general came out today and admitted he wore blackface as well. What is going on in the state of Virginia?
The Joe Walsh radio program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, on AM 970. The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains why he started a radio show.
Why was I asked to launch and to host this show? We believe,
me, my team,
that we are in a culture war. And our job is to fight on the front line of that culture war, which isn't just about America. It's about our civilization.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5, on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Though our day began with a couple of flurries, it'll be breezy today with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 44, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, down to 39 in Midtown, 30 to 35 in most suburbs. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness and becoming milder. It'll be breezy in the afternoon with a stray shower, high 55. For Saturday, more clouds and sun, brisk and colder, high 40. Sunday, sunshine followed by increasing clouds, high 37. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Joe. Lumberg, 954. Everybody's talking about the headline harness. Did you get your headline harness yet? Ah, this is so great. Invented by our pals, Marilyn and Peter Pianelli, the New Jersey couple that came up with the best idea that I've ever heard of. A headline harness is a harness for your pet, right? For the dog. It could be for the horse, too, by the way. But I put it on Otis. Otis, it has an LED light right into the chest, integrated into the chest of the harness, making your dog highly visible to vehicles, illuminating the path so you don't need a flashlight, scares off wild animals, and the headlight harness is perfect for securing pets in a vehicle, which is the state law in New Jersey. You know, avoid hefty tickets, keep your pets safe, right? Now, the headlight harness comes in a variety of colors and sizes to fit any dog. It can be customized with the pet's name and contact info. It slips on easily, making it impossible to escape. But what I love about the headlight harness, I've told you this before, it's got a no-choke, no-pull design. It is not around the dog's neck. This is a genius product by Marilyn and Peter. You're going to love it. And by the way, the deal you get on it, like I did, I got it for my sister Carol's dog, and I went to headlightharness.com. I used the promo code AM970. Boom! 20% off any product on the site, just like that, you know. And then Valentine's Day, yeah, you could do it. Go online, and it's never too late, you know. Print it out and say, look what I got for the dog. You could personalize it. The Headlight Harness from Marilyn and Peter Pianelli, our buddies. You're going to love this product. Headlightharness.com, 20% off if you use the promo code AM970. Also, you can call 800-597-0181.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
I never take anything for granted. Only a fool maybe takes things for granted. Just because it's here today, it can be gone tomorrow.
Tell me, Barry. Tell
and that's one thing that you never in your life ever have to worry about me.
What's that, Barry? Talk to me, man.
If I'll ever change towards you, because, baby, I love you. Girl, I love you.
Man, you know?
Just the way you are.
This is our favorite song of the morning, by the way. Thanks to Billy Joel, of course. Barry White.
Don't go changing.
You'll be singing this song all day long. Hey,
I'm singing this to my wife later.
I know, man. No doubt. It's 9:57. Oh, Lord. You know, we have time for another call.
No.
We don't really. I'm sorry. Frankie, give us a breakdown real quick about this McCabe thing before. And I say Godspeed on your break, Frank. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Time.
Thank
we're thinking
you.
About you.
I'll
we're going to miss you. But what's happening with Scott Pelley did an interview with McCabe. This is a big
story. Yeah, I think the whole thing is going to air Sunday night on 60 Minutes. But they did a preview this morning. And, you know, this reinforces exactly what I've been saying, that Trump really, the biggest mistake Trump has made is not getting getting rid of all these guys the day he took office. I said he should have gotten rid of Comey on January 21st, should have gotten never hired Rosenstein, should have gotten rid of Andrew McCabe on January 21st. And this is exactly why. So apparently they discussed openly whether or not to go to the cabinet and push for the removal of President Trump under the 25th Amendment.
That happened.
Okay. That, according to McCabe. Now, McCabe doesn't have a lot of credibility with me, so I'm very, very skeptical of everything he says, especially that he wants to try and sell a book now. And he said that Rod Rosenstein wasn't joking when he talked about wiring a wire to wiretap the president. I mean, this is really serious. Even if people hate Trump, this is a coup d'etat. This is an attempted coup d'etat to subvert the democratic wishes of the American public because Andrew McCabe and Rod Rosenstein know better.
That's right. Frankie, brilliant as always. Hey, have a great time, Frankie. We're going to miss you, man.
Thank you, Joe. I'll miss you.
All right, man. And happy Valentine's Day out to you and Jennifer. Debbie, we love you. We love you for listening. Make it a great St. Valentine's Day. You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Westchester County Executive George Latimer is giving the State Public Service Commission an earful about Con Edison's moratorium on natural gas installations in the county. In January, Con Ed announced that due to increasing demand, it would no longer accept new natural gas customers in many Westchester municipalities. Latimer told the panel that such a move will be a tremendous blow to economic development, particularly in cities where development is a key part of its revival effort. He says it will result in the loss of more than $500 million in rental income, 2,500 construction jobs, and 48,000 residents. He urged the PSC to delay the moratorium until it issues a final report. In sports, Knicks lost to the 76ers. Nets beat the Cavaliers in triple overtime. Seton Hall got by Georgetown. NC State over Syracuse.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.